The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazines. The Wonder of Escapism. With the new season approaching, travel is at the top of everyone's list. As an island girl, for me, summer is all about festival. My idea of the ultimate getaway always includes having my feet in the sand, but I also believe there are many other ways to experience another space and time, to unwind and renew your spirit. There is a sense of freedom that comes with making an escape. That's the theme of this issue. June marks the official start of summer, of course, and it also serves as Black Music Month, which is why we chose 15-time Grammy Award winner Alicia Keys to grace our cover in all her luminous natural beauty. During the 17 years since her first Essence cover, she has achieved global success and inspired us every step of the way. And while we continue to be awed by the free-spiritedness she exudes in her music, we've also witnessed her evolution as a wife, a mother of a blended family, a philanthropist, and an activist. Speaking of strong women, we're thrilled to feature the ever-talented Lizzo on our style pages. Not only is she opening doors and shattering standards, but she's doing so unapologetically. Her infectious album, 'Cause I Love You, is proof that her moment is happening right now. We're honored to include an exclusive excerpt from Project Runway, Judge Elaine Welthers-Ross's debut book, More Than Enough, Claiming Space for Who You Are, No Matter What They Say. The title speaks for itself, and her words are equally as meaningful. Just as a good song or powerful book allows you to escape, packing your bags and venturing out expands your vision of the world. For our beauty section, veteran actress Megan Good shimmers in gold on the beaches of Los Angeles and offers us a peek into her self-care rituals. We also take you to Grenada with actress-comedian Amanda Seals and media maven Yvette Noel Shore leading the way. When it comes to the motherland, there's so much of our culture to discover as well. So we've compiled a guide for making your trip a fulfilling, well-rounded experience. That's just a snapshot of the adventure we have assembled for you this month. As Black women, we must always remember that this world is ours to explore. No matter where you are or the places your travels take you, my hope is that you feel as at ease in your skin as you do in your own place in the world. I hope you feel free. Enjoy the journey. Moana Liu, Chief Content and Creative Officer. Entertainment. Few 15-year-olds in Tinseltown have a resume as inviolable as Storm Reid's, the star of Ava DuVernay's 2018 sci-fi gem, A Wrinkle in Time. Reid boasts a list of projects that have kept her booked and busy. Last January at the Sundance Film Festival, she went head-to-head with established names like David Oyelowo and Michael T. Williamson in the Blumhouse Productions thriller Relive. On June 16th, she appears on Zendaya's younger sisters in HBO's teen angst series Euphoria. Reid also teamed up again with DuVernay for the director's 4-episode Central Park 5 drama, When They See Us, streaming now on Netflix. It was an opportunity the team couldn't pass up. Working with Miss Ava is incredible, she says. She's so brilliant. I can't wait for the world to see it. Over the years, Reed has picked up a few industry lessons from Duvernay and many of the cast and crew she's worked with, and these ideas are shaping her path in business. I started a production company with my mom, she explains. We're producing a film and a television show. I'm in the producing space right now, and hopefully I will be able to become a filmmaker down the line. It's not hard to imagine Reed as a multi-finite with the vision she has for herself and her endeavors as a storyteller. She could shift our images on screen. If I can break down barriers and stereotypes and tell real human stories that can be impactful, that's what I want to do, she says confidently. She just put the world on storm watch. Roll call. Brian Tyree Henry. Whether he's on stage or on screen, there's this regular dude doing not so regular stuff. According to his Instagram bio, is smoking hot. After leading his voice to the Oscar-winning Jewel Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and flexing hard in Widows, Brian Tyree Henry pulled at our heartstrings in If Beale Street Could Talk. A day after the 37-year-old landed in Los Angeles from Australia, where he just wrapped next year's Godzilla vs. Kong, and just before he jaunted off to Indio, California for Coachella, Henry, who's starring in Child's Play on June 21st, opened up about his love of horror, the power of laughter, and when Atlanta will return. Essence. Okay, you must explain how you got tangled up with that evil little doll named Chucky in Child's Play. Brian, horror is one of my favorite genres, so it's like, why would I not do Child's Play? I am a huge Chucky fan and have seen every single one of the movies. Being a part of this project was a no-brainer. Essence, you were in the inaugural run of The Book of Mormon, and last year you co-starred in Broadway's Lobby Hero. Do you have a pre-performance ritual? Henry, I like to be around my castmates, just talking trash and making everybody laugh. It takes our mind off everything that's in front of us. If you're spending too much time thinking about your lines and not being connected to who you're in the scene with, it's going to show. Essence. Next up, you'll star in the comedy Super Intelligence with Melissa McCarthy. How was that experience? Henry, these past few years, I've been able to collaborate with actors I've admired for a long time, and she's definitely one of them. I play her best friend, who's the head of IT at Microsoft. That's a completely different character for me. And if you can get Melissa to laugh, you know you've done what you're supposed to do. We filmed in Atlanta, which was a lot of fun. Essence, speaking of Atlanta, Henry, we're coming back, but it takes time, you know. Just like gumbo has to simmer, we're marinating on things. On the world first. But trust and believe, we'll be back hitting the heavy. We won't disappoint. The next article is called What We're Watching This Summer. The stars, shows, and movies we're loving this season, including Screen Gem, The Last Black Man in San Francisco. If you're planning on trekking to the movie theater from Memorial Day to August, you'll find plenty to capture your attention. We cannot wait to hear your roar, Beyonce. Still, if it gets too hot, you'd rather couch surf. There's a ton of appointment TV coming to keep you entertained. From Niecy Nash returning in her addictive TNT dramedy, Claws, to Mr. Rodriguez ruling her house in Pose. These series starring strong black female leads and a few of our favorite leading men are definitely not missed. In Claws, in season 3, Desna Niecy Nash adds Casino Boss to her growing list of big money problems. Queen Sugar on OWN, as the Borderlones continue rewriting their legacy, a new path unfolds for Darla. Men in Black International, Galaxy Defender Tess Thompson teams up with Chris Hemsworth. The Lion King, the classic gets a photorealistic live-action upgrade with Beyoncé Knowles Carter as the voice of Nala. She's Gotta Have It. Netflix, a second season of examining the layers of black female sexuality, starring DaWanda Wise. Yes, please. Pose on FX, season 2 of the groundbreaking series flashes forward to 1990 and still feels right on time. The next article is from Entertainment. Outcast Society. In this Sundance winning indie, two misfits find much needed solace in their friendship. On the surface, The Last Black Man in San Francisco sounds like the obituary of a once hopeful pioneer crushed by gentrification. Delve deeper and discover a glorious film centered around a displaced young man, Jimmy Fails, whose only happiness is found when he and his friend, Mont, played brilliantly by Jonathan Majors, begin squatting in Jimmy's grandfather's abandoned Victorian home in the Tony Fillmore district. The Last Man, which hits theaters June 7th, is equal parts fact and fable, playing a fictionalized version of himself. Bay Area resident Fails drew on real-life events to invoke the movie's most poignant moments, including a scene on a city bus in which he casually bumps into his mother, whom he hasn't seen in some time. "That did happen years ago," says Fails, who also co-wrote the story, "I was raised by my dad and I met her when I was 12. We've been good since then." What rings most true throughout is the film's hauntingly exquisite portrayal of black male relationships. We thought, why not explore black men being vulnerable with each other instead of being hard all the time, Phil says. We were just kind of overseeing black men portrayed like that. Muses from the Motherland. A surefire way to escape to a faraway land is by opening a book. This month, soul-stirring selections will transport you to Kenya, Nigeria, Zambia, and other dynamic destinations on the African continent. Unshakable Resilience. On April 14, 2014, members of the terrorist group Boko Haram swept into the Nigerian town of Chibok and abducted 276 schoolgirls. The attack sparked global outrage and the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. Journalist Issa Sese now shares firsthand accounts from the abductees in her debut, Beneath the Tamarind Tree. The author is donating a portion of her proceeds to a medical fund for the Chibok girls. An Updated Treasure, New Daughters of Africa, edited by Margaret Busby, is a follow-up to the 1992 anthology Daughters of Africa. This uplifting collection addresses the complexities of race, gender, and class through essays, poetry, fiction, and speeches, showcasing literary talents of such writers as Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie of Nigeria, Mbola Mbu of Cameroon, and Lila Abula of Sudan, and more. The Dragonfly Sea, A Search for Identity. Award-winning author Yvonne Adamobi has written an adventurous coming-of-age story, The Dragonfly Sea. Set in Pate, an island off the coast of Kenya, this whirlwind exploration family traces one woman's quest to know herself. The Old Drift, the family business in her first novel, The Old Drift, Namwali Serpell introduces us to three Zambian families in two centuries. An intricate bloodline helps us navigate this magical journey, narrated in part by a swarm of mosquitoes. The book weaves in romance, history, and fables with themes of immigration, colonization, and racial stereotypes. Let Love Have the Last Word on his bookshelf. With a new memoir, Common calls on a spiritual classic for inspiration. It has been more than 25 years since Chicago-bred rapper, actor, and philanthropist Common made his way into our hearts with his Midwestern charm, good looks, and thought-provoking rhymes. Now he's returning to the literary scene with his second effort, Let Love Have the Last Word, an insightful memoir that uncovers unique stories about matters of the heart. In it, he touches on race and politics, but also gets personal, revealing how he wants to be a better father to his daughter. Common recently finished reading Frederick Douglass' Prophet of Freedom by David W. Blight, and says he likes anything by Ta-Nehisi Coates. However, his favorite book is the Bible. I get so much guidance on how to live my life from it. The next article is from the beauty section. Skinsational. From her golden crown to her lovingly tended legs, Megan Good unlocks the body care secrets to a radiant-looking summer. Face. Putting on your best summer face means protecting your skin while also building on the natural glow you get from the sun. Oil-free sunscreen that lets your skin shine without looking shiny helps you go from a day glow to a night shimmer. Though we're accustomed to seeing her in full glam, on her days off, Megan Good is dressed down, low-key, and happily so. On her face, she wears only sunscreen, lip balm, and of course, Lush lashes. I just got them done, says the 37-year-old actress, whose credits date back nearly three decades and include nail-biting thriller The Intruder. Her skin is radiant? Yes. Her regimen? Simple. Think Trader Joe's spa face wash and tea tree oil. Rodin plus Fields Redefine AM and PM creams. A tinted moisturizer on occasion and Olay cleansing cloths. Her tress game is a different story, though. She often goes from long and curly to short, to braids, bobs, and silky dreads, and back again. Since last November, she's been serving up cropped, blonde, and fierce. When I change my hair, it's about expressing what I am feeling in that season, she says. After completing the forthcoming action film, Monster Hunter, she says, I was feeling very empowered. So far, I've only bleached it four times, but I know my hair is like, girl, we've been so patient and kind, but if you keep going in this direction, we're going to start getting crispy. For good, self-care begins with easing into each day quietly, peacefully. I get up, I pray, meditate, and say my affirmations, she says. And while she doesn't get to luxuriate in the bathtub with candles, wine, and her collection of bath bombs as often as she like, there is one indulgence she rarely misses. I'm a massage connoisseur, especially deep tissue. Anywhere, anytime, any chance I get, I make it happen. Her back. It's easy to forget to show your back some love because, well, it's always behind you. When the warm weather arrives, you want to keep that area soft, glowing, and blemish-free. Back acne is typically caused by pores clogged with oil, bacteria, and dead skin. So keep serums, creams, and oils for summer lightweight. And go for products that do double duty, staving off acne and excess oil while also making the skin smooth, insta-ready, no filter necessary. Stomach. Cover-ups can be fun, but bearing a summer-ready midsection is even better. Creating an alluring belly is as easy as covering it with a shimmer that will make the sun envious. Antioxidant-rich sunscreens that add moisture without feeling as if they're adding layers are key. Arms. Warmer weather is for showing off flawless skin-kissed arms. Remembering to use sunscreen and exfoliate gently, look for underarm products that color correct as they soften and smooth. Remedies with natural ingredients can do the job without drying out your skin. Legs, thighs, and bottoms. Velvety, sleek, and evenly toned gams and thighs are a must when the shorts come out. The skirts get skimpier and swimwear reigns. Ingrown hairs, pesky fuzz, and sunburn don't stand a chance against the season's must-haves. Forbearing it at all, try formulas with plant and fruit ingredients to cut down hair removal irritation while keeping legs healthy. For firming, hydrating, and lifting your other cheeks, slap on a specialty mask and give new meaning to term full coverage. Next article is actually a little promotion. Essence Podcast Network. Tune in. Welcome to your new audio destination for storytelling by Black women for Black women. Hosted by Work and Money editor Marquita Harris. Unbossed. Essence Unbossed is a podcast that shares the stories behind the journey from extraordinary people. Pound Unbossed Podcast. Next, hosted by lifestyle director Charlie Penn. The Solve. Lifestyle director Charlie Penn hosts Essence's new podcast, The Solve. Each episode aims to tackle your biggest relationship problems and share your expert tips for unlocking the secrets of love. Pound The Solve Podcast. Next, hosted by Essence directors Corey Murray and Charlie Penn. Yes, Girl. It's a Black Girl Magic happy hour, filling your glasses with celeb interviews, pop culture, politics, and more. Pound Yes Girl Podcast. Download and subscribe essence.com/podcast. Once again, that is Tune In. The next thing is style, men's trends, white hot. Television and film star Jay Ellis keeps it fresh in summer coolest hue. Screen star Jay Ellis believes in taking things step by step, fashion wise, baby steps to be exact. With his chiseled physique and boy next door charm, Ellis is a natural for our men's fashion feature, rocking this season's all-white everything menswear look. His style is never too complicated or uncomfortable. And posing for Essence was simple for Ellis, who got his start as a model. His advice for women on upgrading their man's wardrobe, start small, socks, underwear, then move to outwear, pants, and shoes should be the last thing to try and get a dude to change, he says. That's where we're most attached to our clothes. The South Carolina native, who starred in this year's thriller Escape Room, has been honing his acting skills since 2008. He broke through in 2013 on BET's The Game and currently captivates us as Issa's on-again, off-again boyfriend, Lawrence Walker, on HBO's Insecure. Now a Hollywood hot commodity, Ellis, 37, will star alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Maverick next year. Speaking of having victories, Ellis shares some inspirational advice from his mother. Be kind. Know what you're doing inside and out, he adds. I watched my mom graduate from college in her 30s and go on to be COO at a multi-million dollar bank. She has hustle and work ethic that's only matched by my dad. As for the fourth season of Insecure, Ellis teases, when the show comes back on, you know it's going to be fire. The next article is, let's see here, is called Sheer Genius. Lizzo is the fun-loving, body-positive pop princess we've been waiting for. Whether twerking on Jimmy Kimmel or killing the flute at Coachella, the Twin Cities rapper embodies the unapologetic ethos of her generation. So, who better to rock the season's layers of fluttery tulle and pastel organza? Delicate yet strong, playful yet sexy, these feminine looks are the kind of feel-good fashion we can't get enough of. Lizzo isn't your average plus-size celebrity looking to find a dress that has her stomach or molds her booty into the perfect shape. In fact, you'll be lucky if she covers her cellulite dimpled butt cheeks for your event at all. The multi-finite, who stands at 5 feet 9 inches and fits into a size 18 on a skinny day, is so unapologetic confident about the inches... is so unapologetically confident about the skin she's in that fashion's biggest designers are taking notice. But that wasn't always the case. Whether it was a well-known designer telling the star she didn't have enough fabric to finish her outfit, yes, that happened, or the curvy girl struggled to snag something sexy that fits, the 31-year-old has faced her share of fashion discrimination. I have never really cared about designers and fashion brands until recently because they never cared about me, says Lizzo. Her new album out, a tour on the way, and a social media following nearing the millions, so designers are paying attention to her now. Christian Serrano, Marc Jacobs, Christian Cohen, and Christopher John Rogers are a few who have been smart enough to rally around the pop princess in this stage in her career. Her particular kind of representation is just one of the many reasons Lizzo's rise is so important. The more high profile she becomes, the more designers will be forced to bend their sample size standards to suit her curves. It's a trickle-down effect that could help expand the market for stylish plus-size clothes, a category that is still woefully lacking in options despite the fact that the average woman in America is a 16. And that speaks to Lizzo's bigger mission. It's not about the fashion or being famous, she explains. It's about being better and making sure that this world can hear us and respect us. Besides, she adds, fashion has always been about breaking molds, so why are we so obsessed with fitting into one, my body size, and fashion? So, let's see here. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service.